Greek. Okay, it's O Andros Athenaioi. It means O men of Athens. Okay. So Andros is men, and Athenaioi is from Athens. Okay. So it really is the beginning of the Western European language system. After that, okay, the alphabet reached us, and when I mean us, I mean the Western Europe, okay? The real origin, they're still not sure. They're still putting pieces together, okay? But it's probably a mixture of the cuneiform and the Phoenician, okay? Now that has led us from Babylonia to Western Europe, okay? I just want to show you a map that will give you an idea of what's going on in other parts of the world. If you can see it. I'm sorry, I didn't get this on to... No, you can't really see it, can you? Has anyone got a pen? Thank you. Okay, it's not very clear, but can you see that it's the world?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, cuneiform started here, okay? Egypt, here. Phoenician, here. And Greek, here. And then it spread, here. But while that was going on, you've got parts of India and Pakistan, I think, where script was developing in the 3rd century BC at the same time. Chinese, 2nd century BC. Japanese, much later. I'll talk about that. Very, very late. And Kaori can tell you all about it over coffee. And in South America, it was only really in the 1st century BC, okay? So that is later. So this, very, very old. I'm just going to show you something else where hopefully some of your languages are represented. The origin of all of them, okay, comes here. It moves down through Egypt. This is mainly what I've talked about, okay? Greek, Etruscan, Latin, modern European. But here you've got modern Arabic that comes straight down via Egypt, via Canaan, Phoenicia, early Aramaic. I don't know this one, okay? And down to modern Arabic and modern Persian. And then off these, you've got Jewish and modern Hebrew, Old Hebrew, and South Arabian and Ethiopian languages. Okay? So these are the oldest and have led to all of these. But what was going on in other parts of the world? I'll just go through this quickly. South America, have you heard of the Mayan civilization?
Yes.
In Mexico mainly? Okay. The earliest writing the earliest writing that we have is 250 BC. But scholars are pretty sure that it goes back further, but we haven't got it, okay? And they had two systems. One for whole words called logograms, and they have 550, and syllabograms for syllables, okay? So a mixed system. And they were interested in place names and names of gods. Okay, they had glyphs, the pictures for these. And they were carved either in stone from trees, wood from trees, jade, a precious stone, ceramics, pottery, but there are a few manuscripts as well, okay? Manuscripts, meaning it could be papyrus or it could be, I'm not sure if they had paper, but I need to check that. But Mexico, Guatemala and northern Belize, okay? So South America. And it was slightly more complex because more than one glyph or picture could represent many syllables, okay? And they were in columns and you read them from left to right and top to bottom in a zigzag. Bit like Chinese. Top to bottom, Chinese. But I don't know enough about this to tell you in the detail, but I can show you what they looked like. And I actually quite like this system of writing.